course, the air vents is on top. It's cool, nice down there all the time. Mm-hmm. You go down there right now, this is cool. Like being where there's air conditioning.
That makes good sense. I don't have one, but I wish I did.
He has improved that little place. He's got practically, well, all on one side of the 20 acres, he's got an iron. Got an iron post. And a big gate post and a big oil field pipe. And he's got a cyclone yard fence.
That's a nice fence, isn't it?
And he's got a barn built over there that's nothing fancy. But Lord, it's so built stout. It'll take a twister to take that barn away from there. The house will be way before it does. He keeps it pretty well filled up with hay and feed. He has these quarter horses, you know. He's got stalls and stables there. His corral fence, now what we have talked about. Corral fence, that's what he holds his horses in when he don't want them out in 20 acres. It's got a big gate, and the gate post that he's got in there lasts as long as he lives.
Steel?
I don't believe they are. I'm not too sure about that. Seems to me like now there's some kind of I believe they're these creosoted railroad type posts. Oh, they're heavy and stuff. I've seen him tie horses to them and they try to break loose and they could shake it. It would have been pulling on a tree.
What do you call milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Blinky. That milk's blinky.
And that means it's just starting.
It's starting to sour.
Then what happens?
Well, if it's sweet milk, it'll go into what we call a clabber milk. And then if you get it good and cold, I showed you like
Clabber milk.
Yeah.
Did your wife make anything with that on the farm?
She'd make up her bread with it. Mm. Clabber milk or buttermilk, either one. Both sour.
Did you ever put it in a sack and then boil it?
Yeah, that's cheese. Mm-hmm. But now what kind of cheese do they call it? Clabber cheese, I believe.
What do you say about butter when it's been around too long, begins to smell?
Well, it's just old, and when it begins to smell, well, they just say, well, that butter's too old. Let's use something else. Uh-huh. Or throw it away. And my wife always, that's another thing, she'd use that butter when she'd make that old country life soap. Yeah, work that in with that hog lard. It's greasy too.
What do you say about meat when it starts to smell?
That meat's tainted. Mm-hmm. It starts from the bone.
Oh.
Comes out. That meat's tainted. It'll be tainted in next to the bone. Maybe the other part of it will be tainted. But it will if you leave it there long. Don't consume it.
We had, my wife has an aunt and uncle in Elk City. We went over there, I think it was 2 years ago. They gave us some sandwiches for lunch and I went home.
Yeah.
And ham. They were pretty good, but they tasted a little strange.
Yeah.
And doggone if the four of us didn't get sick.
Oh, out yes. On A Street here. Let's see, he came back to 900 block. This fellow by the name of Adam. And his father ran a country grocery store. Back in, well, he was there